Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All things Dirty Birds. It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Halfway home on a Tuesday night with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. Coming to you live here as always. Download your radio.com app. That's how you catch us on the go when you're not in your car, when you know you want to listen to the radio station. Download it. That's the easiest way to listen to us. Put that on your smartphone, your smart speakers, your Sega Genesis, I don't know, your Commodore 64, your Game Boy, your Nintendo, whatever you got for a device, text, instruments, calculator. Just download it to always be able to listen to us anywhere you are. Sports Radio, not on the game. It's also help you stay connected with past shows, interviews, and other content you need. For more info, you can go to radio.com/stayconnected. Social media is all at 929 The Game. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. All the platforms are available to you there. Follow us on social media. It's the best way to keep up with the show. I am at JMCH316, at JMCH316. Your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is back in Midtown producing the show. As always, Jarvis in the building at JarvisD90. It is our nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. Von McClure put out the story about how Matt Ryan has guys working out in California this week. Of course, you know, he's done that in the past. Throwing to now-departed Austin Hooper at Golden West College in Huntington Beach the last few off seasons. Ryan trains with Adam Dedeau, Tom House. Yes, that Tom House, the guy that caught Hank Aaron's home run ball out in left field, relief pitcher. For the Braves, the Reds, among others, at their 3D quarterback in Southern California. It says new Falcons tight end Hayden Hurst told ESPN's Mina Kimes he's been driving back and forth from Jacksonville to Atlanta to work with Matt Ryan in California. Ryan might be able to connect with Julio Jones, Todd Gurley, among others. Matt's done this before, and of course, you know, the NFL has come out with their statements about, you know, we'll allow this to happen, you know, the, you know, if guys want to throw passes to one another and this, that, and the other. So, you know, it's that Matt has that passing camp that he goes out to and he works with Tom House and stuff like that, and guys get together. Now, this is probably not the same thing, you know. Matt has done the, I think it's the Florida trip, right, where they would bring everybody down to Florida and he'd put everybody up and they'd be in resorts and he'd buy dinner and all that. So they're obviously not going to be able to do all that kind of thing. But certainly if he can get, you know, some work in with his wide receivers, tight ends, you know, all that kind of stuff, they'll get all that. Look, I've said many times, I mean, the last guy that I'm worried about is what Matt Ryan does. I'm not concerned. I mean, yeah, you want him to stay in shape and things like that, but that's the least of my issues, is worrying about what Matt Ryan is going to be like. All right, speaking of Matt Ryan, this will be a very much Falcons kind of centric, Matt Ryan kind of centric, I guess, Falcons flyover. So Nick Shook, we talked about one of his lists last week in the NFL. Of course, NFL writer, he's like their kind of one of their next-gen stats guy for NFL.com. He talks about the best deep passers. Remember how last week we talked about with the wide receivers about who had like the above expected catch percentage, and Ridley was on all of that. This week it is the deep passers, and they say that total attempts for each passer are, well, let's put it this way. The main metric we'll use for this exercise is completion percentage above expectation, which is the difference between a quarterback's actual completion percentage and expected completion percentage. A positive difference indicates performance above expectation, while a negative difference indicates below expectation. He says, we added a wrinkle to narrow the window down to deep passes, eliminating all attempts below 20 yards in the air. You got it? So this is basically who gets the most deep balls and their expected completion percentage, you know. Number one is Dak Prescott. Russell Wilson is two. Pat Mahomes, three. Tom Brady, number four. Kyler Murray, five. Deshaun Watson, six. Kirk Cousins, number seven. Ryan Fitzpatrick, eight. Matt Ryan comes in at number nine. Expected completion percentage, 36.5%. He actually completed 41.8%. Touchdown interception ratio, 3-5. Passer rating, 69.3. Says, welcome to the weeds. Some quarterbacks had higher passer ratings on deep passes, but the completion percentage above the expectation still reigns supreme. Despite Ryan's negative touchdown to interception ratio, so basically three touchdowns to five interceptions. Look, it wasn't his best campaign for the Falcons, but Ryan still gave it his best, dropping six dimes while throwing into tight windows on 34.5% of his deep pass attempts. That might have been where produced his five interceptions, of course, but the positive completion percentage means he was still more effective going deep than he wasn't, even when incomplete stats like interceptions tell a different story. Don't overlook his pressure percentage of 32.7% either. So Matt Ryan still in the obviously upper third of, you know, best deep ball throwers. Now, I know the Ryan haters will come out and, well, he's got Julio and this, that, and the other. Okay. We've seen Julio drop passes, right? Seen Julio drop touchdowns, right? And we saw a few years ago where, what was it? Matt had five interceptions off of tipped balls and things like that. So there's a lot that goes into it. The reality is that, and people hate this when you say it, okay? Matt Ryan is a very good deep passer. Matt Ryan is a good, very good deep ball thrower and passer. When Matt needs to throw it. Now, does every throw he make look great and turn out great? No. But when Matt needs to get it downfield, he can get it downfield. And look, few teams have a Julio Jones that can outrun everybody on the football field. You know, look, I'll bet you if you get Julio going stride for stride and, you know, you put pressure in Jeff George's face, even Jeff George couldn't outthrow Julio Jones. You know, I mean, so there's a lot that goes into it. But reality tells you that Matt Ryan is a very good deep ball passer. Doesn't mean he's exceptional. Doesn't mean he's the best, you know, in the NFL. But by the way, his numbers are better than Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger and some other guys into all of that. So he's still in that, you know, higher part of this list when you look at it. Still in the top 10, you know, of this list amongst all NFL quarterbacks. Like I keep saying, you know, when you start talking about Matt, Matt's never been the problem for what this franchise is. Now, continuing with the Matt Ryan theme, Jason LaCanfora, who does his annual quarterback tiers rankings, okay, where does he have Matt? In his tier one, which is bona fide franchise quarterbacks, for 2020, he's got Mahomes, Lamar, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Carson Wentz, Ben Roethlisberger. Are we sure that Carson Wentz is a bona fide franchise quarterback? And I'm going to say the same thing about Deshaun Watson, because I will tell you that those two guys haven't won more than what Matt Ryan has. But, okay, so there you go. Now, for Tier 2, which is top pros, proven winners, last year that's where Matt went, Phillip Rivers, Baker Mayfield, and Deshaun Watson were in that. This year, he's got Dak Prescott, Matt Stafford, and Matt Ryan. Stafford has always been underappreciated and let down by those around him. He was looking like an MVP last year before he got hurt. I bet he picks up where he left off. Prescott had a career year to gain massive leverage over Jerry Jones in an ongoing contract saga. Ryan isn't getting any younger either, and the cast around him is not what it once was. At his price point, Ryan just sneaks into the top 10. And there is something to be said about where the money is in relationship to what you have. Now, I don't know if I agree with the talent around him is getting less, because still got Julio, got Calvin Ridley. As Ryan had a better, well, let me say that. When he had Roddy and Julio, maybe that's the best 1-2, but this is certainly right up there with his best 1-2 punch. You know, when you talk about having that second wide receiver, you know, I would think I would put Calvin Ridley will move ahead of Mohamed Sanu as far as that role goes. But you look at, listen, he's got weapons. Laquon Treadwell can be a factor in this offense. Obviously, they trade for Hurst, who's got first-round talent himself. Now, there's no reason why he can't come close to replicating the production that Austin Hooper had in this offense. Todd Gurley. It wouldn't take a whole lot to try to beat out and replicate the production that they got out of Devontae Freeman last year, which wasn't all that strong. And we hope, and especially through health, that the offensive line is much better this year. So I don't know that I necessarily agree with Jason LaConfora that says that the cast around him is not what it once was. I mean, are you telling me that Taylor Gabriel was a special player, or did the offense and the offensive coordinator make him that way? I mean, with all due respect to Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman, it's not like that those two guys were first-team All-NFL. Like those two guys were fighting over a Pro Bowl spot. And this, of course, back going to his MVP year of 2016. And by the way, Jacob Tammy was the tight end on that team, and then Austin Hooper was a rookie, but Hooper really didn't get a lot of playing time until Tammy got hurt later in the year. Austin Hooper had a few catches here and there, a completely blown coverage pass, you know, against the Bears to open up the season. Remember the catch against Oakland? That was a complete blown coverage play. Catch against Carolina, that was a complete blown coverage play. You know, his main grabs to start in the early part of that year were because teams had so completely blown the coverage and forgotten about him that he was wide open. So it wasn't like he was going up and over different guys and stuff like that. So I don't necessarily agree with the assessment that the cast around him isn't what it once was. I think, you know, Todd Gurley doesn't have to be MVP Todd Gurley to still be effective in this offense. And I think a lot of people, like myself included, really want to see Hayden Hurst to really be in a real, you know, pass-first type of offense. What can he do? There's no reason why he can't be 50-55 catches. And I say, you don't have to have Tony Gonzalez anymore. You know, the days of you know, Tony Gonzalez in his 90-some catches, there's few of those guys in the league that are left. You don't need that. There's still enough weapons, you know, out there. Still enough weapons around this offense. And like I said, you know, if Dirk Cutter can be creative, why can't he make Laquon Treadwell in the same role that Taylor Gabriel was? Why can't Laquon Treadwell be a better version of Taylor Gabriel? Nothing that says that he can't. A lot of that will be up to what the OC can do. A lot of that will be up to what his play calling looks like. So I don't have a problem with Matt Ryan being the top in the tier two, but to tell me bona fide franchise quarterbacks, I'll argue about Carson Wentz and I'll argue about Deshaun Watson, because those guys haven't won anything. They haven't done more than Matt Ryan has done in this league. I'll give you Mahomes and I'll give you Russell Wilson and I'll give you Lamar Jackson coming off his MVP. I'll give you Brady and Breeze. I'll give you Aaron Rodgers. Is right now Ben Roethlisberger a bona fide franchise quarterback? Maybe. Steelers had a lot more talent than the Falcons have had the last few years, and they've done nothing with it. And Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell in their prime has the best 1-2 combination punch in the entire NFL. Didn't win squat. Hell, the Falcons were the team that was in the Super Bowl, not the Steelers. Didn't win squat. So, I mean, that's a lot of subjective. By the way, too, rising stars, he's got Kyler Murray and Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay. I guess. Is Jimmy Garoppolo a rising star, or does he have, like, a great cast that's around him? Kyler Murray, I'll give you. So, like I said, I don't have a problem with putting Matt into a tier two, a top pro proven winner, but you can miss me with Carson Wentz and all that. Carson Wentz isn't better than Matt Ryan. Sorry. It's not. All right, when we get back, time for That's Life. Boy, a really, really nice day today. It was good to come back on a Tuesday in the market. And social distancing crowns. I'll explain what that is because it's every bit as ridiculous as what it looks. It's all next. This is John Chuckwood Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it on the John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you on a Tuesday night, 9:22. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Also, too, follow us on social media stations at 929 The Game. You can reach me at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. And don't forget the radio.com app is how you listen to the radio station. Not in your vehicle anymore. I'll talk about this in just a second. What I did on my drive to and from Savannah. But it was good to come back as the markets reopened, of course, the holiday yesterday. And another 5% gain today in my portfolio. That was a lot of fun. I am fascinated by Carnival Cruise Lines. So far, I've picked up a total gain percentage of 44.15% in my group. And I bought Carnival at all different prices. But as a whole, I'm up 44.15%. They haven't had a passenger in 2 months. They're not going to have a passenger for another 2 months. They're not getting back to passengers till August. So there's definite confidence in what Carnival is doing or betting on the come or whatever like that. They were up almost 13% today. So God bless, man. Carnival's rolling right along. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, that's going to be one of those ones that I'm going to look back and say, okay. And I was buying some of that stock for like $9. I closed at 16.28 today. I got some of that. I got some of those shares of mine that are almost at 100% now on it. Things will bounce back, man. I keep telling you, just gotta stick with it. It's funny how some things fluctuate. Even WWE, I'm up 39.28% on WWE, and I didn't buy WWE to make money, off of it. I mean, I bought it just to be a stockholder in WWE. So I could tell Vince what to do. Because let's face it, WWE needs Chuckery on the creative team. By the way, too, don't forget, coming up Thursday, we'll give you the details tomorrow of it. But, all I will say is, we got another wrestling guest coming up on Thursday. Just think this. New world order. New world order. All right. So this weekend, I said at the beginning of the show, I just kind of decompressed and got away from it. My daughter and I went to Savannah, and we were there about 4 weeks ago, and I told you, went to the beach and all that kind of stuff. Boy, what a difference a few weeks makes. Savannah a few weeks ago compared to Savannah, that was packed. The hotels were overbooked. River Street down there was packed in, lines everywhere, and yes, there was social distancing and limited menus and doing all kinds of stuff, but we went to Wet Willie's on Saturday night to grab some food. Now, here's what sucks, Jarvis, is that my daughter doesn't like seafood, okay? So, there's still a lot of restaurants that are not open, and because of that, it really limits my choices, okay? So, if I can't do seafood, that takes away a big chunk of stuff. But then you add in some of the restaurants that are still not open. But, the candy shops and the sweet shops and the bars and several restaurants, man, they're open, man. They're open and they're doing their thing, and people were there everywhere. I mean, it was drastic how many more people. That's a holiday weekend. I understand that as well. But people are ready, and I saw pictures from all across the country. You saw some of these pictures, some of these pools and stuff like that. People are ready to get back at it, man. There's only so much, touch isolating, self-quarantining, sheltering in place that people can take where they're ready to get out. And people were everywhere. Listen, Jarvis, I even, to make sure that I didn't drive anywhere, I took, what's that thing called? It's not Uber, it's the other one. It's Lept or Life or Leap or what's it called? Lofty or what is it? What's it called? Lyft or something like that? I took one of those. I had the app on my phone, and I actually had Dwayne, my driver, and he came and picked us up and took us down to River Street because I didn't want to mess with driving down there. So we did all that, but a lot of fun. And I will tell you, we took the trolley yesterday before we left Savannah. And, man, was I fascinated. It's about an hour-and-a-half long ride. It goes to all of these different areas of Savannah. And just the history of Savannah and all the little, like, shops and restaurants and cafes and coffee bars and all the different little sections around there. It's fascinating to me. And all the history and the houses are just unbelievable. These historical houses that are still there and people living in them and just fascinating. I've really grown to like Savannah. The history and the culture and everything about it. And just, you know, watching the big barges go by and being down on River Street. Man, I can see why people love going to Savannah. You got to go to Tybee Island. Look, the beaches were packed. I mean, it took me almost an hour to get to Tybee Island from Savannah. Beaches were packed, man. People were lined up, man. They were ready to go. I mean, so it's a totally different, you know, atmosphere in culture. Things will continue to open up more and more. And I can tell you, when the governor gets to the next phase and you can start to get, like, from 10 to, like, 50 people, man, these places are going to be packed. These places are all going to be packed because people are ready to get back at it. And I will tell you, Memorial Day weekend, man, people were ready. Beaches were packed. Hotels were packed. Restaurants were packed. You know, these places were all rocking and rolling. You know, I mean, even the tour that we did, you know, they've got limited seating. They're social distancing, so every other seat, you know, you can't sit in, still packed. Still full trolley car. And in fact, there were several times when we stopped and they couldn't even pick up everybody because the trolley was full. And they had to call another one in. So people are ready to get back at it. We went to a little breakfast spot. There was a line out the door. People are ready, man. I mean, I get it, and I understand the risk and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not going to get into my thoughts about all of it, you know, but people are ready. I mean, it was obvious this weekend, but, man, I'm loving Savannah. And I'll tell you, Jarvis, look, I am what I am at this radio station, okay? You know, I mean, the reason I have a second full-time job is because, truthfully, I mean, I've got to have a certain income level to be able to support everything, okay? You know, and radio, this radio gig by itself doesn't, you know, pay enough. And I don't know. If I probably wanted to make enough full-time money to support myself, I'd probably have to go to a different market, okay? I mean, that's just the reality of where I'm at and what I do. I get that, okay? But, you know, I won't leave my daughter because she's here in Atlanta. But I can tell you, one of the great things about living in Atlanta, man, there are so many neat towns that you can drive to that are not that far away. Savannah, Chattanooga, Greenville, Nashville, Birmingham, Huntsville, Mobile, Jacksonville. There are so many, you know, Charleston. I mean, there are so many neat towns that are, like, so easy to get to from Atlanta. I mean, you think about where Atlanta is geographically located. There are so many great things to get to around Atlanta. I love it. I mean, and obviously I love Atlanta because it's the big city, but it's got some small charm to it. But it's got everything you could want. The economy's diverse. Everything about this town. I love Atlanta so much. I can't imagine living somewhere else. But if you want to get away, there are just so many neat little cities that you can drive to in a short amount of time from Atlanta. I mean, Savannah's unbelievable. Charleston, Chattanooga's a great town. Nashville, hell, even Birmingham or Huntsville. Go down to Mobile. You can get there in a reasonable amount of time without, you know, even completely wasting an entire day of driving. Look, when I go down to Fort Myers, Florida, we waste an entire day of driving. You know, there's 10, 11 hours of driving to get down to Fort Myers, especially when you drive from Canton to go down to Fort Myers, okay? So you got a full day there. But there are so many great little towns that are convenient to drive to that I've just, you know, Greenville, South Carolina, that's a cool little town. They got a cool downtown area, then you get over by the waterfall and like the little river and stuff. Just so many neat little towns out there. I mean, that's what's great about the South, man. The South, there's just nothing like the South, man. I know, for all you Yankees, and look, I'm a Yankee. I was born and raised in Canton, Ohio. So all you jabronis, you know, I can still call you jabronis and strutzes and scafozos and all that kind of stuff. I can still talk the lingo and talk real fast. But, man, the South and the weather and everything that goes along with it, man, it's just it's so great down here. Now, what isn't great is having social distance crowns. So Burger King, if you go to their Twitter, is introducing social distance crowns. You know, like the crowns like you get as a kid from Burger King, right? Like the King's Crown and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So in Germany, where social distancing is really enforced, at the 700 Burger King restaurants, they're giving people these crowns that are 6 feet wide to wear on their head. And they look every bit as ridiculous as what they are. But it's so that people have to social distance because they'll run into each other. Brother, I like Burger King, fan of Burger King. Nothing like a double Whopper with cheese, load me up, okay? But I'll be damned if I'm going to wear one of these stupid-looking crowns to go get my Whopper fix. You know what? I'll go get a Big Mac instead. Or I'll go to Hardee's. I'll be damned if I'm wearing one of these social distancing crowns. Because they look ridiculous. If you made me go to Burger King and told me that I have to wear a social distancing crown, here's what I'd do. I'd mush my burger in your face. I'd take that mayonnaise, ketchup, lettuce, pickle mixture, and mush it in your face if you said I had to wear one of these stupid-looking crowns. So go to Burger King's Twitter feed, and you can see what a social distancing crown looks like. Now, remember we had the bar thing where you were in the inner tube at the bars, right? I can almost understand that because, truthfully, those things help you walk. And, you know, the way that they're four wheels, you can't really tip over. I could get into that. Because if I wanted to booze it up and hang out at the bar and I had to social distance, I at least have these bumper car things that would keep me upright. So I could booze it up, I could social distance, and I could sort of stay upright. I could at least be mobile. Maybe I face plant in my inner tube, but at least I'd have my sea legs underneath me and I could wheel myself to wherever I had to get. These Burger King crowns, they look ridiculous. I don't need a Whopper so bad that I'd have to put one of these things on. But listen, people got to do what they got to do. It's a crazy, mixed up time that we live in, and Burger King's got social distancing crowns. All right, when we get back, Ryan Fagan, baseball writer from Sporting News, joined us earlier in the show. We will hear that interview coming up next. It is John Chuckwood Show, live here on a Tuesday evening, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.